Okay. So, that would be fun to take apart some songs. We're just going to talk about lyrics. No music. Just the lyrics. And look at three songs from kind of three different lenses. One is the content, kind of like the who, what, where, when, why, how of the song. And then structurally, how it's kind of one unit. How did the author say this is a song? And verses like, or verse four is not part of the song, so it's going to be a three verse song. But verse four is there for a reason. Why? And then finally, kind of what this song is about. If anything. Or what it could be about. Just as a way of, when you're writing songs, you got to start with something. So if it's some kind of emotional thesis or some image that you start with. So anyway.
Alleluia by Leonard Cohen. Now I've heard there was a secret chord that David played and it pleased the Lord. But you don't really care for music, do you? It goes like this. The fourth, the fifth, the minor fall, the major lift, the baffled king composing hallelujah. Hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. Your faith was strong, but you needed proof. You saw her bathing on the roof. Her beauty and the moonlight overthrew you. She tied you to a kitchen chair. She broke your throne. She cut your hair. And from your lips she drew hallelujah. Hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. You say I took the name in vain. I don't even know the name. But if I did, well, really, was it to you? There's a blaze of light in every word. It doesn't matter which you heard, the holy or the broken, hallelujah. Hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. I did my best, it wasn't much. I couldn't feel, so I tried to touch. I told the truth, I didn't come to fool you. And even though it all went wrong, I'll stand before the Lord of song with nothing on my tongue but hallelujah. Hallelujah, 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 hallelujah.
So, like, what's the point of view with this song? Who's this person singing to? I mean, in a very, like, grammatical way, he's singing to someone in a direct...
It doesn't say who the
you
is.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. But he's singing to he's not singing to you. Is he?
It doesn't say.
He's not singing to a he or a she. He's singing to a you.
Which could be he or she, and it could be singular or plural.
There you go. Yeah. So you could make all those kinds of choices, whether it what the point of view is, whether it's you singing to someone directly, or whether it's this gal singing to that guy. And to a large degree, the First person, and second person, third person.
Now, the second verse, though, is talking about David.
Mm-hmm. There you go.
Well, maybe not, but probably.
Right.
You saw her bathing on the roof. Mm-hmm. Overcome by Bathsheba's, although Bathsheba's not mentioned by name.
Mm-hmm.
Overcome by her beauty. And then the second part of verse 2 is not Bathsheba. It's the story of Samson and Delilah.
Mm-hmm.
He tied her to a kitchen chair, she broke her thorn, she cut her hair.
So
it's a whole different story.
From sort of going over to like what he was using to stitch this song together, you started to touch on that. Like, what are some of the elements that he used? Like Old Testament stories?
What's the woman's name who sings this? She's really famous. She thought this was a very sexual, erotic song. And that the theme was... That was one of the main themes. That's how she sings it. Kate Lang? I can't remember her name.
Kitty Lang?
Kate?
I don't know. If this were the lyrics of... Were the words of a scene, in a movie or a play, what do you think would be, like, on the stage? What's going on? What's the set dressing? Or what's the world in which this song is living?
I mean, it's kind of, when I hear this, when I look at the lyrics, I see it as like a lot of different scenes, so it's difficult for me to have like a continuity.
Right. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
No, what helped me is if we actually read the words out loud.
Sure. You want us to do the first verse?
Sure.
Now I've heard there was a secret chord that David played, and it pleased the Lord. But you don't really care for music, do you? It goes like this, the fourth, the fifth, the minor fall, the major lift. The baffled king composing Hallelujah.
And that verse to me is like a dingy old dusty bar room of two people having a conversation.
Mm-hmm. Uh-huh. And I feel like when I, it's like he's telling it, regaling one with a tale, and the audience is like you, whoever that is. Uh-huh. It said bar room, sitting, maybe sitting in the bar seat next to him, or it's a bartender, I don't know.
Yeah, yeah, and there's a Bud Light sign flashing.
But it's like, it's, it feels like it's like addressing to the listener.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And just now, I noticed that it goes like this.
Yeah.
That phrase, it's sort of like the opening of a story or a movie or a play where it's the narrator says, okay, kind of what you guys are, let me tell you a story. Yes.
And then, you know, musically, what does that mean? The fourth, the fifth, the minor fall, the major lift? That must be music theory of some sort. Is that correct or not?
Kind of. It doesn't really match up, as far as I remember, just listening.
Well, there's like a fourth, you know, four notes from the other, from another note, or a fifth would be a real traditional major chord.
Yeah.
So the idea of going minor would be like going down, and going major would be uplifting somehow.
One thing I appreciate about that is that it so stories are essentially like you introduce the characters and this tree. You get them up in the tree, and then you get them down. Sometimes they don't all get down, right? In fourth to fifth, musically, he's saying, here's the characters, fourth to fifth. The minor fall, here's the situation, the major lift, they get out of it. Mm-hmm. That's kind of a tiny little mini story within that song.
I feel like when you're like looking at the focus of the scene, it's like, okay, the author's like addressing someone else, and then it's like camera pans into face, and like,
yeah.
Blam, yeah. Then it's just them talking about their own self, or like their own thing. It's like focused on that.
So would somebody read the verse two?
Yeah. Your faith was strong, but you needed proof. You saw her bathing on the roof, her beauty in the moonlight overthrew you. She tied you to a kitchen chair, she broke your throne, she cut your hair, and from your lips she drew the hallelujah.
It's really, really exotic and erotic language.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And from your lips she drew the hallelujah.
You know, it, because he said David, he set up that that reference in the first verse, like that was setting the whole scene. Now we say, oh yeah, okay. I was just thinking, like, if David, the line about David wasn't there, that lens wouldn't be as strong.
Yeah, and it feels like a different, completely different scene, though.
Oh yeah.
It's like, mm-hmm. like all of a sudden the you is not the person sitting at the bar. It's like pan in on face, pan out, and he's like giving someone a lecture about their mistakes or like their shortcomings or their bad experience. Uh-huh. It's like a completely different character, I think.
So
you takes on.
And then the question for me, another question, I mean there's no but or and or against, but so why is the baffled king composing Hallelujah? First of all, it's an interesting verb, mm-hmm. composing. I mean it's a gerund, and then the faith was strong, but you needed proof. In other words, your faith wasn't so strong. You saw it. So what gives him faith? Seeing this unnamed woman on the roof? Is that what's going on?
You're right. Yeah, like, when you start really looking at it, it's, mm-hmm. it's, what? How?
Your faith was strong, but you needed proof. You saw her bathing on the roof. her beauty, and then the moonlight. I mean, those are really wonderful, sensual images over through you.
Yeah. Well, it says that she tied you to a kitchen chair and then down, and she cut your hair. And as soon as I read that, I thought about my childhood where we had an old high chair in the kitchen, and my brothers would take turns sitting in it for my dad to cut their hair. And so it was very like, well, of course you sit in the kitchen chair to have your hair cut, to me.
Woman. Sure.
And the last line, and from your lips she drew the hallelujah. It was Samson and Delilah. She draws all of his strength. Right.
Yeah.
So is the hallelujah the strength, or is it like power of a king? Or
I also really like the and the moonlight as opposed to like in the moonlight, because it's like the moonlight. That's, I mean, it's a central scene, but it's like the moonlight by itself, that's like being taken by the moonlight is a very separate, isolated thing within that.
Charmed by something. I was thinking about like how these lines are so disparate, but there's two things that kind of stitch them together, is that each verse closes with looking at the word hallelujah through a different lens.
Right.
Baffled king, composing hallelujah. From your lips she drew the hallelujah, the holy and the broken, with nothing on my tongue. But in it, it's the first part of that line refers to some degree to the previous verse, right? It ties the verse together and then goes to the hallelujah. And then if the chorus were really complicated, I don't know that this song would work as well. Because we'd have too much to think about. But because hallelujah, 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 it's like complicated, and then the end of the line draws us out, pulls us out into a hallelujah. There's the hook, and then we hit the chorus, and then we go back in. Because like if hallelujah wasn't at the end of the verse, I don't know that it would have the same kind of power. I don't know.
Well, the repetition of the hallelujah in the chorus, that's the only thing in the chorus, right?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
So it's actually like the baffled king composing hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. I mean, you know, that sort of reinforcing, sort of continuing and repeating the action to me. The action that it doesn't stop.
So one thing about this is a musical theater thing, especially the Beatles were really good at it, but it using kind of a yes, yes, no, yes idea where like an example would be, I love you, I really love you, I love you but I'm not sure that I do, but I really love you. And so that's again, that's a story form. And I mean, this is actually kind of probably not the best song to sort of look for cookie cutter kind of examples of anything. But is there kind of that in this song, that yes, yes, no, yes?
The third verse, it seems like it's at least a break, because the first two are very scene-like, and the third one seems a lot more abstract.
Why don't you read it?
You say I took the name in vain, I don't even know the name, but if I did, well, really, what's it to you? There's a blaze of light in every word, it doesn't matter which you heard, the holy or the broken, hallelujah.
Yeah, I mean, it's contrast. It's any kind of contrast. And so you have complicated lines, and then you have simple hallelujahs. And even then, within the verse structure itself, it's almost like, let's change things up a little bit with something that isn't directly in, so concrete. Like, if you start with an abstract verse, you really need to start with concrete things. Because it's like, we're listening to this song. We're like the spirit outside of this world, and we're coming in closer and closer. And if there's concrete things to hold on to, we'll inhabit the song. But if there's nobody really there in that world for us to inhabit, we're just going to pass on to something else. And so now that he's got us with the first two, then he can go off to some kind of abstract place. Mm-hmm. Let's take another song.
It's really hard to divorce these words from the music.
Yeah.
Super hard. I'm not even able to.
Yeah. Yes. Yeah. Here's Closing Time by Dan Wilson from the Synsonics. So here's the question. If this is a play, what's the play about?
Can I read it first?
Sure. Does someone read it?
Would you read it?
I don't know it, so maybe somebody should read it who knows. I don't even know who this person is.
It's like a...
I'll read it. Closing Time. Open all the doors and let you out into the world. Closing Time. Turn the lights up over every boy and every girl. Closing Time. One last call for alcohol, so finish your whiskey or beer. Closing Time. You don't have to go home, but you can't stay here. I know who I want to take me home. I know who I want to take. Closing Time. Time for you to go out to the places you will be from. Closing Time. This room won't be open till your brothers or your sisters come. So gather up your jackets and move it to the exits. I hope you found a friend. Every new beginning comes from some other beginning's end. Time for you to go out to the places you will be from. Every new beginning comes from some other beginning's end. What's the song about? What do you think?
A bar, go home.
A bar, go home?
The analogy is you can leave with someone else, mm-hmm. and then you start something. Maybe. That's how I interpret it.
Mm-hmm. So it's about, I mean, that's kind of the scene. Could, you know. But what does that mean? What is that about?
Like, I don't know, it's the end of... And your experience in said place.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, it was like, I think the language of like boy and girl is sort of, it makes it feel, I don't know. I like sometimes bars can be kind of like a juvenile place. Mm-hmm. Using that language or like finish up your whiskey or beer, like get down your last drink, like what, another drink, come on, finish it. Like,
uh-huh. So this, Dan Wilson was in a band called Semisonics, and he co-writes with a lot of folks, including Adele, Taylor Swift, and wide variety of music. But he had a short interview on NPR, and he said this song is about a maternity, maternity word.
Oh.
So he's using. He started with an idea, a bar. He said, I want to tell a story about maternity ward. Yeah.
So what's that one line, one last call for alcohol, so finish mm-hmm. your whiskey or beer?
Yeah.
Well, and then it gets a little shifty there,
yeah.
But it's his that was, yeah, that was the question. Like, and so he said, well, that's about cutting the umbilical cord.
What?
So it is about a bar, and that's how everybody, I think, who listens to it says, oh, this is about a bar. And it has that kind of like, oh yeah, kind of a nice bar song. And it works totally as that. But then...
This room won't be open till your brothers or sisters come.
I hope you found a friend. I mean, it becomes clearer once you know, because you start out with the closing time and the bar imagery. So we automatically, we just accept.
Yep.
Yeah, whatever we hear is some bar kind of.
Open all the doors and let you out into the world.
Yep.
So maybe I'm jumping ahead of it, but
sure.
Like, what's the utility in using this language when he means something else? Because like, I'm guessing that very few people would intuitively think, oh yeah, this is about a maternity ward.
That's a great question. I don't know. But I think there's a creative tension that happens when you say, here is this idea and here's this idea. I just write a song about this, but I want to talk about this in another way. And I think creativity is the intersection of two disparate ideas. Yeah. And that's a great tool to put in your toolbox. Of, you know? Because otherwise it could be like, well, I'm going to write a song about God. So what do I do? Okay, I'm just going to, here's all my church language. You know? Da-da-da, God, this, God, that, God. But I'm going to write a song about God using...
The devil.
Or using the mountains. Or whatever. And right. Then you have the songs.
Or like Simon and Garfunkel, Cecilia is actually Cecilia is their cat. Have you heard that one before?
I haven't heard that one before. Yeah. I'm thinking about that one.
Breaking my heart.
Cecilia, you're breaking my heart. You're making me.
Not the end state.
Yeah, listen to it next time.
So do you think that that he put the end at the beginning? I mean, it sounds like part of this, he's saying, get ready.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you're not going to be back
mm-hmm.
here again. Time for you to go out to the places you will be from. I love that rhyme. That rhyme. I love that line. But to say that the beginning is like the cutting of the umbilical cord.
How does he hold it all together? Is it like cut over time, or like moving past, present, future? Is he cause and effect?
Home. He uses the image of home.
Uh huh. Mm-hmm.
That's one of the words.
Uh huh.
Well. It's in this line, you don't have to go home, but you can't stay here. There's this feeling, I think, that many women get when they give birth, that this thing that's happening to them is inevitable. There's no going back.
Mm-hmm.
You know, this is going to happen. Even though you're saying, like, I changed my mind. You know, you don't get to change your mind. It's going to happen.
Mm-hmm. This is a little bit loose, right? There's not like a strong past, present, future kind of feel to it. One way I think he holds it together is through the repetition of closing time, closing time, closing time. Because you could almost just, except he did want to really set the bar stage at the beginning. So that's the reason why, I mean, that's what the first one is about.
He uses that contrast too, because like closing time, that's a nice specific image that you can have, like
mm-hmm.
an end, but then it's followed by every new beginning comes from some other beginning's end, which is like a very abstract circular thing that's kind
mm-hmm.
of hard to figure out. So
mm-hmm.
he gives himself some credibility almost by being like, here's your solid image,
uh-huh.
here's some stuff to think about, here's some stuff.
Right, so there's that pacing of, and you have this with congregational music too, where if you have a difficult line to sing, you should follow it up with something simpler, otherwise, because it's almost like the processor has to be able to keep up. And so, yeah, I think that's, you got these lines that are kind of hard to get, but then it's followed by this really easy line that you can sing to or whatever, and just sort of relax and think about the last. We're gonna
try something.
Take an article.
Oh boy.
Or whatever.
Concert.
Yes.
Dollars.
Glass pods.
Alright.
Comics.
You got it.
We got more here.
If you have something absolutely hate, you need to change it.
Cecilia.
Yeah. You're breaking my heart.
You're breaking my heart.
Ruined that one, you know.
So what I want you to do is we're just going to take a few minutes and actually going to use markers instead of a pen. Or whatever. Put a box around some words that you like. Maybe markers.
You can really
put a box around?
Yeah, put a box around words you like. Doesn't matter if this is going to start at the beginning.
So a paragraph or words?
Just words. A single word here and there.
I got it.
Yeah. 10 or 20 or so. Maybe not that many.
Phrases?
Uh-huh. Just word.
Just a word.
Yep, no phrases.
Okay.
Okay. You guys feel pretty good about your...
Sure.
Got some words?
Yep.
Sure.
Alright. What's that? What is this? You want to... Read it. Read what you got.
Oh.
Yeah.
Okay. Zookeeping. Chai. Botanical, saga, necropsy, fork gang, that's someone's last name, confinements, bobbing, opted, watoto, youngsters,
oh my gosh.
Bruising, that was a zoo story, Yakima, dive, crew, plummeting, entities, biennium, fraction, decatur, consent, dissipate, periodic, attenuation, table, whoa. Linen, hearthstone.
Okay.
Whoa.
That's a lot of words.
Oh, that's going to be one. One cool song.
Yeah. It's like a Bob Dylan
yeah.
hurricane.
Right, right. That's exactly right. Like a rap hurricane.
Wow.
What do you think that could be about? A song about? Not the look of the articles. But what do you think? What do you guys think? Read the first few words.
Okay. Zookeeping, chai, botanical, saga. Necropsy.
A lonely zookeeper.
Who died in a cubicle.
Mm. Oh. Mm. Oh my gosh.
Drinking chai.
So you have your
drinking chai, yeah, exactly.
So I want you to
with
break that into three sections.
Okay.
Set the stage.
Yeah.
You can set the begin more and then he died. Or set the stage and then he dies and then what happens next?
Okay.
What's your Give us some more.
I'm afraid to now.
No, no.
Okay, here's the opposite. Smile, mm-hmm. miss, mm-hmm. curtain, ooh. Always, remember, aura, forget, childhood, remarkable, cool.
Okay, what's the song about?
nostalgia.
Yeah.
Really? I think it's about somebody on stage.
Yeah, who's nostalgic?
Okay. What are they nostalgic about?
Being on stage.
Why?
Read again. Read what you read again.
Smile, miss, curtain, always, remember, aura, forget, childhood, remarkable, cool.
Forget childhood, right?
Yeah.
So, what happens? So, say it's a three-part. Thing. What happens in the first part of that? Mm-hmm. I think you generally have to set the stage, right?
I think she's on the stage.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. She.
Okay.
He.
Then. Beginning, middle, end. Aristotle right there.
What happens on the stage that she remembers or whatever?
So on the stage, she's remembering. That's what's happening.
Remembering right? What?
Not sure yet. But it's the event of remembering.
It's creative right here.
Childhood.
Okay.
Isn't there a child?
Oh, man.
Was there a child?
That could
there?
Be a song.
Yeah.
Oh. We're forgetting Charlie.
Charlie has a stage.
Oh, yeah.
Oh. Can you
maybe we should leave it for Will to write.
Finger, motivated, leverage, deepen, relationship, liquefied, benefit, feels.
What's that song about?
People's words are so dumb.
Yeah. Well, it's the article, too.
Yeah.
Well, I don't know. Yeah, read
again. Finger, motivated, leverage, deepen, relationship, liquefied, feels, benefit.
Figure or finger?
Finger.
Finger. And is it feels?
Feels. Yeah.
That is definitely you.
What's that song about?
I think there's like a call or a task for this character. Like there's momentum.
Motivated.
By what?
Well, there's relationship and benefit in there, so.
Okay. What happens in the first part of the story?
He goes for it.
Okay. What happens in the second?
He liquefies.
I'm like realizing like benefit, liquefy, like a realization of something out of it. I don't know.
He opens his former life and moves, liquefies.
Could be like his inside.
Yeah. Well, there's fingering also. I mean, I'm imagining somebody like playing an instrument or doing something, and there's something happening because of that.
Curious, signal, exodus, preserve, journey, surprise, exception, strong, assurance, team, positive, protect, rebound, stun, remember.
Whoa. This is really fun.
No.
Is Nina Nintos is going to have a song counseling session?
Lyrics don't have to rhyme, but they have to be real. Lines don't have to rhyme.
You know what? Those are all strong words.
Those words weren't on my paper.
When we're done, when we kind of get a survey, then we'll just quickly say what the article is about, generally. It's going to be fun. What's that, the song? Read that again.
All of them?
Well, just...
I'll read the first five.
Yeah.
Through six. Curious, signal, exodus, preserve, journey, surprise.
Feels like an epic journey.
Yeah.
That's happening.
Welcome to Jeff.
And it also sounds to me like it's done for the moment or
yeah,
something like that.
Yeah.
Like a quick decision.
Yeah.
But also remembering is in there, so it's like...
I think it's a fleeing, like in the middle of the night.
Woohoo.
Whoa.
It's sort of like The Hobbit.
Whoa. In the Shire.
Yeah. So the character flees in the first scene. What happens in the second?
That isn't what I would say, so.
Okay, what happens in the first scene?
The kind of this sort of, come here, look what I have. So I open the, or whoever's in here opens the door. There's a signal. There's a journey. There's danger. And yet there's also the promise, it can be okay, it's going to be okay.
It's really, within those few words, you have a full journey.
Right.
It's pretty cool.
Is it strong? Or you're talking quietly. Is it strong or is it quiet and light?
No, it's quiet and strong.
Uh-huh.
So this person has to go somewhere, though.
And it's dangerous, too.
Are they going in their mind or are they physically going someplace?
None of these words suggest actual movement.
Exodus.
Mm-hmm.
That person's going.
But it can be, you know, an emotional exodus or an intellectual exodus. Or, but,
yeah.
Mm-hmm. But I mean, it's movement, but it doesn't have to be physical.
Uh-huh. Sort of thinking about the idea of using two different ideas to juxtapose, what would be a concrete thing that people could hold on to?
Give me an example. I don't quite know what you're saying.
Well, like, what's the world in which the spirit of this song lives? What's the actual things that you would use to describe what goes on in the song?
I guess I need some help here, folks.
Sure. Well, read some of the other words that you didn't read.
All right. Exception. Strong, assurance, team, positive, protect, rebound, stunned, remember.
I think the person begins alone, finds some kind of team, community, and then there's the rebound of a feeling that was lost.
It's like a classic Disney Channel original movie. Person is in one place, moves to a new town, struggles, finds their place on a sports team, but still remembers their struggles, but ends up okay.
but is that an oxymoron that a Disney movie can be original?
No, I mean, yeah, that is a joke. Disney Channel version. It's like sort of, it reminds me of like a classic like hero progression story.
Yeah, a hero's journey.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
Absolutely.
So you could use any number of like, there has to be some way of tying it into the real world too.
I want to be a hero.
Words.
Yes.
Breathe, easier, serving, rivers, streams, weed. Not like the plant, but like weed. Fall, winter, average, melt, shape, cooler, normal, remain, range, open eyes, drought.
Okay.
I really had slim pickings with this article, but
those
are great words. Yeah.
What's this song about? Not the article. The song.
I mean, there are like words in the beginning, like rivers and streams. There's words in the middle, like fall and winter. There's things like melt.
Yeah.
At the end, drought. There's a lot of like juxtaposing words throughout the progress of the song. But then there's also words like normal, breathe easier, open eyes, average, serving. I got like action words. I can't really string a narrative through it.
I feel like it's someone who wants to breathe easier and goes to the woods and rivers and spends a fall in the winter.
The seasons.
In the middle. Yeah.
Yeah. It's a love letter to nature.
A love letter to nature.
Wow.
So they're outside of nature, or in some ways disconnected from nature. Because, I mean, connection is really what all this is about. Creating a connection with something, someone, or losing it. But it's about that, one way or another. So this person is disconnected from nature, and then they become connected. Or the disconnection increases in the midst of nature. So, I mean, those are all options. What do you think happens?
I mean, the beginning words seem pretty fluid and like cohesive, but because it's like breathe easier, serving river streams,
fall winter weed, but then there's like, it's like average melt shape, cooler, normal remain, range, open eye. It's like kind of like bounce, like things that it,
mm-hmm.
it's like stagnant and then sort of like bouncing up and down. I don't really know
mm-hmm.
how that progresses. It's
open eye seems like a good,
it's like conclusion,
mm-hmm.
a lesson. I don't like drought at the end though. I don't know. Some sort of like return back to
the city,
an experience,
yeah.
and realizing, or like a realization.
Yeah.
So I think a lot of times it's like we start realizing things. You like go through this progression.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. It's like what Allegory of the Cave, right? You like you come out of this cave. It's this like steady realization in the beginning of the narrative, and then you get out and you're like, ah, it's bright, but ah, I know these things, but ah, I need to teach these people, but ah, if they come out, it's gonna be bright, but ah,
yeah.
like there's this sort of like learning and getting to like a getting to a place of like, ah, I get nature, I get the benefits, but then you're like, bouncing up and down.
Yeah. Does that,
it's,
yes.
like, it's like once you realize the end of something, but it's not ever really the end, then you have all these like conflicts you have to deal with.
Yes, yes, no, yes.
Yeah.
All mixed up.
At first I thought it was cyclical because of the seasoning, the seasons, and then when you mentioned juxtaposition, I thought, oh, that's a lot more interesting to talk about one thing and bounce it off another, and then there's another and another, and then the opening eyes or eye opening is this sort of enlightenment where the juxtaposition gives you clarity about something. You know, but just as a form for other lyrics or something, like that's very instructive to me.
Yeah, they have to be contrast to move the song forward.
Yeah.
And in order for the contrast to be real, it has to be based on real things, and especially using concrete language of things that we're dealing with. Because abstract ideas, we think we can deal with them fairly easily. We're really good at things that are like a chair that you can feel, touch, and smell. That is something that's real. And
mm-hmm.
and we can slip into a world of something like a wooden chair versus an abstract idea. Like sadness doesn't mean a lot unless it's tied to something that is real.
Mm-hmm.
And so to create the contrast, it has to be tied to, and the contrast moves the song. Andrushka.
Can I use whole phrases?
I don't know.
Okay. pipe, landlines, amateur magicians choosing hats and flipping coins, grain, distinguished, unwrapped, fireworks, signing day.
What's the last one?
Signing day.
Signing day.
There's like a carnival going on.
Yeah, it's just kind of
funny. Say those again.
Hype, landlines, amateur magicians choosing hats and flipping coins, grain, distinguished, unwrapped, fireworks, signing day.
You got Calliope going right there. I can see it.
Very like celebratory.
But also like, one of the earlier acts is getting prepared for the fireworks and choosing your hats.
Mm-hmm.
And like preparation.
Mm-hmm. Preparation of the spectacle.
Mm-hmm. And the spectacle is in preparation for the signing day.
Mm-hmm. What the contrasting image to all that stuff? So you spend the spectacle, what would be something that is a contrasting image?
Was landmine one of the words?
Landline.
Yes.
Landline.
Like,
open.
Grain.
Oh, that would be a
grain
thing to mistake.
Yeah, grain. Distinguished from two of the pipe. Outsider word.
Like the grain. Think about a farmer out on a field. I mean, contrast. That would be, you have the spectacle and then you have the farmer out on the field. And why is the farmer out in the field?
Yeah.
As expected.
He's hauling grain.
Meanwhile. Another part of town.
Working. In another part of town.
25th
and
10th. Still get over?
What's he work for? What's she work for? I mean.
Yeah. last one left on the farm.
That's a sad image.
The what?
Last one left on the farm. Can't go to the county fair.
Had to stay back.
Lead lines down.
Margie.
Heirloom. Richness. Shelf. Homage. Foothold. Dormant. Stock. Bud. Speckled. Attractive. Seed. Sport. Crunchy. Sugars. Golden. Russeting. Flesh.
Great words.
My gosh.
Yeah.
That's
a great one.
Spring and self-actualization. That's what I get from it.
Read it again.
Heirloom, richness, shelf, homage, foothold, dormant, stock, bud, speckled, attractive, seed, sport, crunchy, sugars, golden, russeting, flesh.
What if you were... So that sounds like an apple.
What?
Sounds like a garden.
What is russeting? I don't know what that is. Anybody know?
Sounds to me like you're going back and describing some old house that was in your family or something. Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. That's a nice
Framework.
Maybe I'd go back to this old house and take down some things mm-hmm. and make something mm-hmm. that brings life into the old house.
Mm-hmm. Now, if you coupled it with mine, I'd be remembering as I went.
What was your article about?
Stale elephant at heart of zoo fight, he dies.
And then what was your theme again, though? Just...
Oh, a lone zookeeper.
Mine was a memorial article about somebody.
Mine was about the McCarthy Athletic Center.
That's funny.
It is funny.
Exodus, that's a great word to use.
I had comics and then Israel's hope for European Union leverage or East Mediterranean push.
I had snowpack is much deeper. This year than last. Oh, nice.
Huskies expect drama-free signing day.
Choose your heirloom apples wisely.
Yeah.
I love it.
So, I guess we should wrap up. But if you were going to turn these into songs, what would you do?
I start writing your sentences. I think one way to do it would be to put them all on paper.
Uh-huh.
And then to figure out some sort of structure, sort of syntax. And just play with it.
Mm-hmm.
This whole process reminds me of writing poetry.
Yeah.
This is a real common thing to do, is just to shuffle things up and make your brain go in places it would not ever have gone before.
I feel like it starts with a picture. Well, these words and the ideas you gave me, like I'm seeing something in my head that I would like to mm-hmm. share with other people, so I need to describe it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Here's a contrasting idea too, is that maybe Stephen King has this phrase called murdering your darlings, that sometimes the image that starts off a song or something is not the image that can stay with the project. Yeah. So you have to have the courage to say this. You have to start with something, and then you have to be able to say, it's not about this thing after all. And then you have to be able to say, it is about this thing after all. But that's okay.
I mean, that's like with poetry. In fact, it just happened with this. What was her name, the poet who was here?
Elizabeth.
I showed her one of my poems. She said, what would happen if you took out the last line? This is a really good question.
One difference between lyrics. Poetry, though, is, I don't quite understand it, but poetry can be much thicker because you can sit with it a little bit more, unless you hear it. But Lyrics have the ability to be thinner. They have to be really thinner because you're thinking about the music and the words. And the music can say some of the things that you couldn't say with the words, or accentuate, give the words color. So with the lyrics, probably the next phase would be also just to mess around with on a piano and just like, or whatever, and sing some of these bare bones lines and to kind of dial yourself in.
Gary is signal access preserved during his project.
To start to write some sentences out that that's right.
I think this was really great. Yeah. Thank you.
Sure. Thanks for being creative.